All right. Oh, sorry. We are now joined by our race winner of the XBEL 225, Corey Heim, driver of the number 11 Toyota for Tricon Garage. We're going to go ahead and open it up to questions. We'll start up front with Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Corey, congratulations on this. At what point did you know that you had the truck to compete for this win? Obviously, we saw what Connor did yesterday, and he was the story heading into this. But did you know yesterday that you had a truck to contend with him?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I feel like I knew I had a truck that was capable of winning before we even unloaded. Just for how fast we were at Mid-Ohio and Coda last year and to dominate the way we did at Mid-Ohio. And then, of course, all road courses run a pretty similar setup. So to come here with that same truck and a really similar setup was, gave me a lot of confidence. I knew that I was capable of getting it done. I just, definitely very surprised by Connor's speed yesterday. But, there's a whole race to put together from there. So a lot of variables, and I knew he was going to be a little bit raw, but he did a great job. So can't take anything away from him.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. That was a very exuberant celebration after the race. Does this thing have a special meaning to you, or is it just that cool to win here?
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I worked my butt off for this one. I with the one race in the whole year and the truck series, I feel like it was just so important for me to prove, my road course ability, and I needed to capitalize on today, and I did. So after it was finally done, after the, two or three, whatever it was, green white checkers at the end, I was just so glad it was over and it was time to celebrate. So it definitely means a lot.
Go ahead.
Corey, Tanner Marler here with Front Stretch. All five Tricons today inside the top 10. Talk about how big of a day this was for your entire team.
Absolutely. Tricon Garage, even last year, we unloaded with great road course trucks. And, throughout the year, I feel like there was a couple things that we could do better. And with the speed that we had last year and to be able to improve on that was pretty special. So, I was really surprised to see us all up there at the end, and I guess more so just avoiding the chaos altogether as an organization was special. But to have that speed, organization-wide was special, but really just shows all the hard work and dedication at Tricon Garage and Toyota Racing.
All right, up here in the front.
Rob Tiansen from thepodiumfinish.net. Corey, congratulations on your victory. How much of a statement is today's victory considering your strong, consistent start to the season?
Could you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
How much of a statement is this victory today, considering your strong start to the year?
That's a big statement for us. I feel like we've really been in contention to win just about every race, except for maybe Bristol the other week. And I knew, as I iterated earlier, I feel like it's a big race for us coming here with the only road course on the schedule. So to come here and be fast from the very start, qualify second, and, win a stage and win the race is super big for us and our organization. To start the year off like this, I think we're five races in now, so we have really big goals for this year, and to start like that's pretty special. So someone said we're the points leader as well, and that's a great place to be as well.
All right, back here.
Steven Stump, Frontiers.com. Corey, you dominated today and won. You dominated Mid-Ohio. In that regard, how is it kind of disappointing that this is the only road course on the truck schedule this year?
Yeah, when the schedule came out, I think it was September, October, somewhere around there last year, and I saw only one road course, I was super disappointed. I heard rumors that there was going to be up to four. So I think road course racing, especially with the truck series, is just an opportunity to kind of get outside of our box a little bit and showcase some different skill sets. And I put a lot of time and effort into my craft on the road courses, just between iRacing and simulator and just asking guys who have done it their whole lives how to do it better, I guess. Just to only come here once or one road course once is kind of disappointing, but to capitalize on the one we got, super special.
Any additional questions? Back to, yep.
And then Steven Stump again, Front Stretch. I don't know if this is Corey, I don't know if this is something you're aware of, but obviously, first there was that late restart, then there's another late restart. What's kind of going through your head when there's a caution when you're just about to take the white and it's for a truck losing its entire rear end housing?
Yeah, I heard about that. I haven't seen it yet, but the initial reaction for me is definitely just a deep sigh and disappointment because it's pretty crazy in a turn one, but I think I have a great crew around me with Scott Zabidelli and my Tricon Garage 11 crew. They're able to calm me down, and Hirschman up there in turn one as well, just to kind of guide me through it. I wouldn't rather do it with a different group of guys. Just having them in my ear and calming me down, making me feel confident for the next restart, certainly couldn't do it without them.
Thank you.
All right, back up to the front.
Rob Tiansen for thepodiumfinish.net. just talking about Scott Zibidelli and your relationship with him, like, how much have you felt like he's evolved your racecraft these last couple of years?
For sure. With all of his experience over the past couple of years and being a championship-winning crew chief, you know, when I knew I was going to work with him in 2023 before the start of the 2023 season, I was just super excited to have that experience behind me and knowing for a fact that we will be a race win contending truck. And to have that confidence behind you before the season is great. And to go out there last year and prove that we're capable of winning any given week and to follow it up this year is super special. So, you know, just can't say enough about Scott and really just everyone head to toe in that track on garage team, including my spotters and really just everyone in the fab shop that makes it happen. Just a really, really great group of guys.
Any final questions? All right. Thank you, Corey, and congrats on your win.
Thank you.